Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love is a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew Miles Debastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, are my co-host Kim and Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Kim's also a beautiful woman as well. She's a divorced mother of two. She will share the secrets that she's heard men utter about love, relationships, and marriage, and she's learned this from being a topless dancer in a gentleman's club. She's also a terrific hairdresser, and she gets her ears full while she's doing people's hair as well. Now, please feel free to call in tonight with your questions about your future, about your love life. The number is 646-929-0958. Now, for most of you, you realize we've changed the format of the show a little bit. Nicole has been doing a super job as the producer. It's a really hard job to do what she's doing, and she just fell right into all the changes, and it's really so professional. Now, this has been a very exciting week for me. I was called by one of the executive producers of MTV's True Life to be a psychic on a show that the teenagers are going to be talking about their psychic abilities and how people don't often believe that they have them and how sometimes they're frightened. So I'm hoping that show will be very good. It's a documentary series, and it's award-winning documentary series, so I was quite honored to be asked. Anyway, before we go into it, we see we have a lot of callers. Kim, Nicole, anything you want to share this week in your psychic abilities that have happened or your synchronicities? Or I know, Kim, you've been saying it was a doom and gloom week, which you can share with that, what's happening with doom and gloom. We don't like that very much.
Everybody seems to be a little bit in a funk for the last week or so, I think, because spring is in the air. It was uncanny on Monday and Tuesday how many text messages I got to make love in the rain, my famous saying there. And everybody seems to be a little, you know, out of sorts, including myself. So
what we need from this show is to try to get our energy bodies aligned with some really good energies. Start remembering that the laws of attraction are just visualize that tomorrow is going to be a better day. Visualize the future that you want. Don't worry about how you're going to get it. You know, visualize the love that you want to bring into your life. And I think spring makes us all long for love and someone to, you know, walk hand in hand with. So, you know, spring is definitely in the air. How about you, Nicole? Anything happening in your world?
Not much, actually. I had a date that canceled last week, so basically that has been like the prime thing going on right now is just basically that, you know, nothing new, just work, and learning how to operate the switchboard. So thank you very much for complimenting me, Cindy, and thank you to the callers for bearing with me.
I mean, I realized how hard a task it is, and I really do appreciate that Kim and Nicole volunteer their time to help me. They do believe in a higher love or they wouldn't be doing this. And I know that the universe is going to grant them their wish because they really do deserve it. So anyway, we have some callers. I guess you could start with whoever, Nicole.
Absolutely. We are going to go over to Wendy, who right now is in a relationship that may be ending, and she'd like to know what's in store for her.
Okay,
hello,
great.
Wendy.
Hi, thank
Hi,
you
Wendy.
For having me.
Where are you coming? What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, you're calling from all the way from Canada. Wow. We love that. I mean, I did a lot of radio shows in Canada, and they seem to love me in Canada more than the United States. I should move there.
Oh,
I think
wonderful.
The Canadians were really into this whole concept of a higher love. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through this sort of ending of a relationship, but there are many lessons to be learned in relationships being brought to us and many lessons to be learned in them leaving us. And not all relationships are meant to last forever, and I really do advocate, you know, ending them without drama and trauma, blessing them and letting them go. But if perhaps that's not the case with you, but let's start examining why you think your relationship is coming to an end here. You want to give us those brief details? And your age, too. Can you please give your age? Because there is generational karma. You know, there's certain age groups that are major commitment phobics, some that are lesser. So what is your age group, at least, you know, 30s or?
40.
Okay, 40. Okay, in the 40s. Well, there are different kind of commitment phobics in the 40s and the 30s and the 20s. But,
okay.
So tell us what's been going on with your life.
Well, he's been off and on for over a year. Well, for a year now. And so he's distant with me right now. So I figure it's best for me to just consider it ended. You know, his name is Steve.
And how long have you been together, all together? I know you've been seeing it on the... How long?
It's going to be almost a year this April.
Okay, so from the beginning he was getting distant? I mean, from the beginning when it started to now, or...?
No, he was close, and then he'd back away, and then he'd get close again and back away, and then he'd say, well, I don't want a relationship, you know, and...
Ooh, you know, it's so funny because... Not funny, but...
Yeah.
Nicole and Kim are probably laughing over there because it almost sounds like I say the same things on every call, and I can't stress enough that his behavior, that sort of coming forward and running away, is characteristic of what are called classic commitment phobics. They come very strong to us in the beginning. You know, they say they want love, they say all the right things, and they get you. And then they say, oh, I don't want a relationship, but that's not what I was looking for. But they didn't say that in the beginning.
No.
And then they begin to pull away, which is very unnatural. At the moment when you're actually getting closer is when they really run. And then when you have enough, they lure you back, they wine and dine you in record time, redo the whole relationship in a week, get you back, and then start the whole cycle again. And in these cards, it's not that he doesn't care about you, because it indicates that you guys did have the potential to really have a heart, soul, mind, body love going on here.
Okay.
It could have been a soulmate love, but his fears are turning this into not soulmate love anymore. And you know, it's not natural, the course of love, for you to get close and then say, well, now I really don't want that. So, you know, I'm going to see you once a month instead of, you know, more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And have you told him you're ready to have an end to this, that you've had enough of this?
Have I told him I've had enough of it? No, I think he understands just by the fact that I haven't gone to see him.
Okay, and how far away from you does he live?
Oh, not far, like just walking distance.
Okay, so and how often do you see him now?
I was seeing him on a regular basis because he's friends with my family.
Mm-hmm.
He's friends with my uncle, and he hangs out with my uncle a lot. But I haven't been going there. So today I ran into him, but just, well, like I saw him across the road. And I'm sure he saw me. And it was just coincidental that I went out the same time that he did.
Well, we would call that synchronicity because your angels and guides knew full well you were going to be speaking to me today, so they wanted you to see what's called a waking dream, which is they showed you coming into alignment with him and what his behavior was.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem like he was very warm to you.
He was far away, so... I didn't wait for him to catch up with me. I just crossed the road and went to the other side of the road and kept carrying on.
Okay, right there is sort of the waking dream. You went to the other side of the road. You know, which road are you taking? It wasn't on his side. You took your own road. And this shows if you, in letting go of this particular relationship and not settling for what he wants, which is sort of a watered-down version of love, sort of when I'm in the mood, you know, and that goes back to that master-slave archetype where somebody pulls the strings. And
yeah.
Soulmate love is two equals. It's not you, like, waiting for him to call you, do you know what I mean, and giving the signal it's okay to get close. And it does show that you're going to be offered another relationship and fairly soon. But
really?
Yes, but it's you also, you know, really saying that you want that, you always say that soulmate prayer, that you're ready, willing, and able to love and commit to your soulmate, and that you want a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back to you. Are you ready for that? Are you looking for that now?
Yes, I am. I'm tired of this on and off. And, you know, I still care about Steve. I really do. And the parts of me that care has been holding on to him, thinking he still cares about me. But
and it does show he cares about you, but in having the courage to walk away from him, you're giving him a choice that, you know, you're either going to come forward and we're going to be doing a soulmate dance together, or I'm going to bless you and let you go because this is not what I signed on for. This is not what I want. And in doing that, the universe will know you're very serious about a real relationship. I mean, there's, you know, a chance, and it's sort of 50-50 here, that he might come round, but you might have to just not communicate to him at all for a period of time for him to really realize, you know, you're really serious. You can't then text him or, you know, see him once in a while. So that's going to be a little hard for you. But if you can, you know, use this time, and Kim, maybe you can give her some suggestions as to what lessons you might learn in the ending of a relationship. Are there any things that she might learn from this? Anything you want to share that you learned from the ending of your relationship?
Well, you can get to know yourself a little better, and if you give yourself some time to know exactly what you really desire in a relationship and perhaps write it down on paper and just have a little contrast, it would bring clarity into your life, certainly.
Right, and sometimes you're really realizing that love is not a compromise. You know, this is not what you wanted. You're not going to make any excuses for his inability to be with you. When you're together, is it good, or was it good in the beginning?
Because
it appears that it must have been good, because it did start out as a soulmate love. But all love starts out looking good, and then the true colors begin. The generation that's in their 40s are a different kind of commitment phobic than the ones who are in their 20s. The ones in their 20s are total commitment phobics. They can't even say the word relationships. It's, you know, fuck buddies, hookups, friends with benefits. The ones in the 40s pretend they want a relationship. They think they do, but when they get it, they run. So they're the masters at going on like Match.com, finding a soulmate, and then running away. And they've done this dance a lot. It's like they seem to do it quite frequently. And so, you know, you're sort of stuck with that. But if you could put in your mind that you're really ready to commit, that shows it's going to happen. So, you know, we would love if you called us back and let us know what happens as you, you know, very gently tell him, you know, I really care about you, but this is not what I signed on for. I really do want a full-time relationship. And if that's not what you want, I don't want to be this part-time lover. It's not what I want. And see what he says about it. You know, you might find he comes forward again, but and then runs. So you're going to have to see if he starts running again that you're going to have to be pretty firm that, I mean, that you got it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you did it again to me? I mean, another giveaway about a commitment phobic is an otherwise kind person does something very cruel. To pull you in and run away is cruel.
Yeah.
Extremely hurtful. And he's a nice person otherwise. You know, you know him through your family. You know he's not a cruel person. Why is he doing something so cruel? And that's just because they're like cornered animals and afraid. So, you know, we wish you all the luck in the world. And please, you know, email us or call us. You know, on the page for Blog Talk Radio is my website, grantmeahigherlove.com, and you can certainly contact me via that and let us know what's happening.
Okay, I will. So
good luck in your quest for a higher love.
Yeah, so you see somebody coming new.
I actually see a soulmate love. Whether it's going to be Steve or another man, it's really going to be determined in the next 3 or 4 months. If he doesn't really come forward as you, because he was a soulmate, you're going to be asked to wait 3 months to sort of see what he does. The universe wants to give him some time. By the time the summer comes, you know, around July or so, if Steve doesn't come around, and the universe will see his thoughts. They'll know if he's not going to come around for the next 5-10 years. They'll say, well, you're not waiting for him, and they'll bring you another soulmate because we do have more than one soulmate. So
okay.
Just keep visualizing yourself with soulmate love, and that's two people who love each other, heart, soul, mind, and body, and commit to each other. Kim, we don't want soulmate without commitment, do we, soulmate love?
No.
Nicole, do we want soulmate love without commitment?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so thank you so much, Wendy, for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Boy, I love
okay.
Canada. I love my clients in Canada, and I love doing radio shows in Canada. The people are so, so loving and open. We have another
Absolutely.
Caller. Nicole?
We do. We are going to cruise over to Washington, D.C., and he'd like to know whether or not he's going to be meeting anybody anytime soon.
Okay, good. And his name is?
Eric.
Okay.
Hello, Eric. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. How are you? You've got a very sexy voice, so I think you could certainly be meeting somebody soon with that voice.
Where are you
located? You said one word. You had me at hello. So, Eric, what's your story? We usually need to know a little bit of information about you, sort of your age range. You know, you don't have to give an exact number, you know.
40, we'll say around 40. I actually was dating somebody until this evening, actually. I just found out.
Oh.
She kind of just broke it out to me that this is an ex-girlfriend that I got back with, and then she broke it out to me tonight that she isn't exactly, I'm not the right man for her.
Okay, now, I'm going to ask you the questions. Did you think you were in love with her?
Yes.
Okay, and you loved her with your heart?
Yes.
You loved her with your soul, which means she brings out the best in you, and you feel like you can accomplish a lot of things, and she would be there for you with your soul?
Well, the thing that I sensed was I wasn't sure if she would be there for me all the time. You see what I'm saying?
All right, so you don't think she would be there. How about with your mind? Did you love her with your mind?
Yes.
And how about your body? You had a good sex life or chemistry together?
And that never materialized into anything beyond... No, that didn't. She always had issues.
Okay, and again, true soulmate love, Eric, is really a blending of heart, soul, mind, and body. And you know, whenever I have clients that are going to get married, and I ask them those four questions because I think we should all be asking those questions before we walk down the aisle. An amazing number of women or men will say, "No, well, this, you know, I'm not really loving with their body, but that's not that important." Yeah, you bet it is. 10 years, 5 years from now, you'll be cheating on that person. It's just inevitable that the body will lead you somewhere else. So that's an important concept that, you know, if she has these issues, it can't be soulmate love if we don't heal our issues. It starts dragging it down to either mediocre or sort of toxic or, you know, now maybe she wants to be your friend. Were you starting to put some pressure on her to move it to be that whole, you know, lover thing or...
Well, I mean, I thought it was kind of a mutual feeling. Yeah, I mean, if you want to say put pressure, I don't feel it was, but
I mean, you were just asking her, you know,
yes.
Would be normal.
Yes.
And again, if she's not willing to heal her sexual issues, perhaps sexual abuse, which looks like it's showing up in these cards, we are not going to be able to keep it soulmate love. Soulmate are two people who really work at healing their issues, no matter how large they are. The problem with soulmate love is when we're with our soulmate, the unhealed issues begin to surface. And sometimes people will say, well, I was fine before Eric came into my life, or I was fine before you came into my life. That's not the truth. You repressed and suppressed and denied all of these feelings. And now that you have safe arms to hold you, some of them are surfacing, and that's when people run. And the reason that when you're driving in the car, every other song's about the love that got away is because people do run from a higher love because it does demand healing. And they do stay in toxic and mediocre love because it doesn't demand healing. And so this may be her showing you that she can't come to the plate with you. And it's not that she's rejecting you, Eric. She is rejecting the higher love that you're offering her. So what I would advise you to do is send her lots of love on the soul plane, which means before you go to bed, send her love, wish her well, tell her how you feel. Her soul will heal, will hear you, because you were soulmates here. It's just that it's not now, but soulmates are very telepathic. So if you keep letting her know how you feel on the soul plane and give her some time and space and see what happens, she's not happy with her decision. She's had some really bad relationships. Has she shared that with you?
Yes.
And that makes her afraid, because most people have seen soulmate love drag right down the ladder to toxic. You know, we don't go in thinking, oh, good, she's going to rip my heart out. Oh, good, he's going to bring me AIDS. We go in thinking, you know, this is the one. And then when it drags down, people are saying, oh, God, love always does that. It always does that until we heal. And if she doesn't heal, she's going to keep gravitating to men who are toxic and unhealed. So that's the whole point. If she doesn't want to heal, it isn't going to be the love that you want. It isn't going to be soulmate love. So, again, try to keep in mind that there's lessons in her being brought to you, and there's lessons in her leaving. And some of the lessons is some people just don't want a higher love. And if we could learn to not take it personally and work at healing our issues, and then when another soulmate is brought to us, because thank the Lord that we do have many soulmates walking on the earth at any one time, that you will be ready, willing, and able to love that person. But don't give up on her yet, because it doesn't look like, she, you know, this isn't over yet.
Hmm.
So, just give her some time and space for her to miss you.
This is the, if you want to call it, this is the second time around, and I don't know if I, you know, because she was, you know, because she actually was an ex-girlfriend.
How long have you known her in totality, from the beginning to now?
I believe it was about two to three years ago. And
that you first went to be together?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so relationships work in five-year cycles, so you know, there is a point in which if she doesn't begin to come forward, you're not going to probably make it to the fifth year. But soulmates sometimes are asked to give a little time and space for a person to heal. And it could be as much as a year to see what she's going to do, if, you know, if you're loving her and willing to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, keep sending her that love from your heart. And now that your heart is ripped open, you know, unfortunately, that's a horrible place. And everyone in this, you know, in our studio has been there. No, right, girls?
Oh, yeah.
With the heart ripped open. I wrote my book, Grant Me Higher Love, from a heart ripped open. It does make us a wounded healer. It does make us compassionate. It does make us realize that only love matters. And if we're given another opportunity, we will never run from that gift, and we will try very hard to make it work. So you are only responsible for your behavior, not hers. She will not be given a soulmate anytime soon. She'll be giving more toxic love or mediocre, because that's really what she's telling the universe she wants. You, on the other hand, will be granted a soulmate. It's very scientific. It's very predictable how the universe works. You know, love is not mysterious. That's what I tried to make clear in my book. You know, I think Nicole and Kim are getting a better grasp at love. It really is pretty predictable, people's behaviors. It's almost frighteningly so. And so, you know, she's really afraid of what this love means to her. And she may not be able to go to those dark places that hurt inside of her. She may not be ready to, or she may never be able to. Some people will never be able to heal their issues. It's unfortunate, but not in this lifetime. In another lifetime, in spirit perhaps, but not now. But send her a lot of love. And again, it's not over. It doesn't look over in these cards yet. So, you know, if you're a little patient and, you know, there's always another chance. You know, God will be guiding her to choose again. See if this is what you want or don't want. So, you know, be patient. Go on loving her without worry about outcome. There's lots of lessons in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really good luck to you. And I'm so glad you called us tonight, because I think you really needed to hear some of this so that You can put your head on the pillow and say, well, God, I did all I can. Please guide her. You know, 20% of our thoughts are not our own. 10% come from a spirit guide. 10% come from dead people. Let her dead grandmother tell her, you're making a mistake. You're a fool. Let them guide her. And, you know, that will make the difference in the world. And I'm not just a psychic, I'm a mystic, and I'm actually asking her angels and guides to please, please send her messages of healing and love. And you keep praying for that as well. And, you know, forgive her. She's not really meaning to hurt you. She just can't go to that dark space, and be compassionate to her.
No, I mean, I understand. I mean, she even said that, you know, she's not trying to hurt me. She just said, I'm just not fully attracted or whatever to you. I don't feel connected or something like that.
Or she's not letting herself connect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When people won't make love to you or give you a chance, that's wondering why. If you love each other and you've been close, that would be a natural next step.
Right.
Well, good luck to you. And
do you by chance see, I mean, if this doesn't work out, do you see anybody else?
I absolutely see anyone who's in a soulmate relationship that doesn't work. And this is for everyone. I see it in your cards. The universe will bless you with another one, but you're going to have to tell them when. If you're afraid, if they think you're going to screw it up now because you've been hurt and now you're not going to want soulmate love, you're going to become a closet commitment phobic and start running now because you've been hurt. You need to acknowledge that, yeah, if we get in the game of love, it could hurt us. But if we don't, we're never going to have that wonderful, wonderful soulmate thing. So when you feel healed enough, you're pretty much going to tell your angels and guides you're ready. But pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit, not just a soulmate. That's the mistake we're making. It'll bring me a soulmate. Yeah, so we get a soulmate, but they're not able to commit.
Mm-hmm.
Please put that word commit in there.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and enjoy the cherry blossoms. I think they'll be in Washington, D.C. soon.
It looks like they're it may be about a week or more. So it's almost here. Okay, thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Eric.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay,
Nicole,
Cindy, I'm going to elaborate as the voice of women.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Oh, dear, here we go. Now, I've met some really super guys over the last, you know, couple years or what have you, and guys seem to rush things, so to speak. So usually at the second date, I'm a little nervous about the
third.
But
he's been with this woman for 3 years on and off, so I don't think
she's not attracted to him, and they haven't had sex in 3 years. They're not going to have sex after 3 years. but as a woman who dates, and, you know, it's very important for me to feel an attraction towards someone and a connection, and, you know, there has to be a chemistry. And I've met some super guys that I wish I had it with, but it's just not there. And unfortunately, it's very hard to tell someone, I'm not attracted to you. I just don't have it physically for you. And
right.
A lot of gentlemen say, wow, I'm so attracted to you. I want to be with you. You're the one. And when I hear that, I run in the other direction. And it's not commitment phobe. I'm not the one, I promise.
You know when you're the one.
I will know when I'm the one. I'll let you know, I promise.
Okay, well,
there'll be no mistaken. After a year and almost a half, there won't be any mistake.
Well, we know that. So, I mean, again, it's one of those things that, you know, love is, you know, throws us a lot of, you know, wrenches or things, and we all have to sort out whether it's a person. I mean, he seemed to hint that, you know, that she had sexual issues. So, you know, if someone has sexual abuse issues or something, they may not be able to make love to anyone, but even if they are attracted. So, you know, that's sort of what he was saying.
Well,
so
I think guys get mixed messages about being in the friend zone. So the friend zone is very
important.
Well,
that's because the younger generation's friends with benefits, so I don't know if there's a friend zone anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, in my older generation.
In your older generation.
I have a lot of people in the friend zone. They just don't know it.
Yeah, but the problem is that nowadays people are fucking in the friend zone, so it doesn't
really
matter.
That's what I said. So, So it's sort of blurred. They're sort of jumping from the friend to the love ladder.
I mean, well, I don't believe in that. I'm totally against that.
Well, tell it to the NTV generation.
There'll be no fucking in the friend zone.
You've got to... okay, I think you should make a T-shirt with that slogan.
No fucking in the friend zone.
No fucking in the friend zone.
All right, well, I'm glad I told this was for mature audiences only. Okay.
Absolutely.
On to our next caller. We've got them from
our
all over the place today.
I know. Okay. Actually, now we're going out to San Diego. We're going to speak with Abby.
Okay.
And
Abby.
Basically, she recently met somebody, and she wants to know what you see and whether or not it'll work out.
Well, that's a good question.
Hello, Abby. Are you there?
Hi, ladies. Yes, I am.
What a cute voice. Okay.
Hi.
How long have you been, you know, you've been with him a few weeks or something?
I just met him 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And it looked like it came on pretty strong at first, you know, it looks good. Again, in this, are you looking now for, this looks like you're looking for, like, the whole real deal now. Are you looking to get married and children? Is that the stage that you're at right now?
Well, I'm going to be 26, and, like, it's scary because he's the same age as me, and, like, he wants that, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I've never met a guy who can admit that, so I'm just like, oh, what are you looking for?
Because what's showing up is that he is looking for, like, the judgment card came up, which is a husband and wife and children in this picture. You look like you've been hurt.
Yeah, that's why, like, I have this guard, and I'm so mean to him, and it's weird because we talk every day, and yesterday he didn't talk to me at all, and finally texted me today, like, how are you? And I'm just like, oh, whatever, I'm going to play the game too. So I'm, you know, that kind of thing. But we've been talking every day, and then yesterday he just didn't talk to me because the other day I blew up on him, and I told him, like, oh, I'm not a little girl anymore, da-da-da, like, I know your ex was, like, 18, I don't care, blah-blah, and just giving him, like, this whole attitude, like, I shouldn't be texting you, I shouldn't be pursuing you, that kind of stuff. And he was like, would you just stop?
Well, because what went on already in these cards is toxic love, soulmates. You've already brought it down from soulmate to toxic love if you're already fighting and you're being mean. You know, what's my little expression? Say what you mean what you say without being mean about it, because that quickly soulmate love drags down to toxic. And, you know, are you trying to scare him away by being mean? Because, you know, I would make no excuses for your abuse at this point. You're mean to me. I'm out the door. I didn't sign on for that. So do you want to scare him away? Is that your own commitment phobia? Because your generation are major commitment phobics. So,
I don't, and he knows it. And he's just like, it's going to take you a very hard time for me to just, and he tells me, like, just stop, like, because I tell him, like, why don't you just stop talking to me? And he's like, well, just don't tell me what to do. So, and I just realized, like, I shouldn't do that, and I should just give him a chance.
That's
so,
a good idea.
Yeah.
Did you see that brilliant thought that came? Why don't you be nice?
I mean, I am nice now, so.
Right, because what happens is we've all learned that we can be mean to those people we love, and that's something we shouldn't have learned. We've learned that from our parents. We've learned that from our siblings. This is a thing where, because if you're going to continue to be that way to him, I mean, you might find out he walks away from you and you're going to be sorry because,
yeah.
You know, you're not going to find out what's there. I mean, relationships in the beginning, you know, you just met him 2 weeks ago. You should be on your honeymoon with each other. I mean, you should just be so, you know, love is so beautiful and so fun and, you know, communicating in a loving manner rather than you're already fighting like the Bickersons. You know, however we start a relationship is, you know, really important. And anybody out there who's got a new relationship, I would tell you, you know, as soon as you know you love that person, say it, you know, 100 times a day. Say it all day long. Be kind to each other. Go that extra mile because that then will be the, you know, human beings are creatures of habits and how we start things is how we finish them. So, you know, at this point, it looks very good if you would just, you know, realize that he's not the men that you've dated in the past. He shouldn't be paying the price for those men who were not good to you. And, you know, you've already got your, you know, you're already on the attack. So, you know, if you could sort of step back and be nice, and why don't you see what's there?
And I'm going to visit him next month. Is that going to be a good outcome?
Okay. And where does he live in relationship to you?
Oh, Indianapolis or Indiana.
Oh, so that's pretty far away, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, just to bear this in mind, when people do these long distance things, sometimes they are commitment phobics. I mean, what would happen if you fell in love with him? Would you be willing to move there? Could he move with you? Or is this just not workable if that would happen?
That's why, like, yeah, and he asked me, like, the third day, like, he was like, you know, like, if, you know, we hit it off, like, would you ever, like, do you think it could work out? And I'm like, I don't know. And he was like, well, I think it would. And I'm like, oh, okay, then. Like, because I don't know, like, I've never had a guy tell me, like, you know, like, well, long distance, you know. Like, he just tells me the things I kind of, like, I don't know, I just think it's bullshit, but it's not.
Right, because again, don't assume that everything is bullshit. I mean, okay, everybody here who knows me, has listened to the show, knows I call it the, it's not Beauty and the Beast. It's not that beast that becomes the prince. Oftentimes it's the prince that becomes the beast. So sometimes we get suspects of things that are so nice and they're saying what we want to hear. But until you actually meet in person, I mean, did you meet him online? Is that how you met?
Through his friend, yeah. And his friend was like, you should talk to him. And I just looked at him like, no, like, that's awkward. And he just, like, messaged me. And, like, I was like, well, yeah, he's pretty cute. Oh, wait. Well, yeah. I was like, well, I've seen him before, like, you know, because he played basketball, like, college basketball. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever.
So
and then,
you know, give it a chance here. I mean, it's strong potential here to have a relationship. But, again, I would start changing the note of it, because you're going to have toxic love, and that's two people that, you know, are fear abandonment, and they start, you know, getting really nasty to each other, and they think no matter what you do, I do, we don't leave each other. Don't start with that. You know, try to bring it back up to being really kind, and assume that he's telling the truth until you find out he's not, okay? I mean, at that point, when you find out he's lying or you find it's not truthful, then that's a different story. But, you know, right now, give him the benefit of the doubt. It is a new relationship. Its true colors will reveal itself soon enough. But this looks like something that you could pursue. And there are some lessons in it for you to learn anyway. And, you know, we always
And I feel like, because he's such a small-town boy, like, I don't know, and I'm a city girl, it's so awkward. And I just feel like, well, maybe he'll keep me grounded. Like, he just seems so, like, amazing. And I'm just in denial, I guess.
How about Kim and Nicole? You have anything to add to this, to her little story, or what you think is going on here?
Well, if it's not really happening naturally and you're having so many questions and negative thoughts about it, I don't know, sweetie. I think you should move on personally.
Okay, well, that's coming from her. And Nicole, you've got anything to say?
I'm sorry to say, but I'd have to agree with Kim there. I mean, if you're not getting
anything
positive,
this is American Idol here now.
I really would, you know. I mean, it's terrible, but at least she's not being Simon, though. I mean, because she could do that too. But you know, I mean, if it's only negative off the bat, honey, then I would definitely have to say that would be a red flag. You know, we had done a show.
Red flags.
Red flags. You know, we did a show about different flags that we get, you know, at the inception of a relationship. And if you're getting a lot of red flags, honey, they're there for a reason. And as much as you might want this, maybe what you're desiring is, you know, what you're really truly desiring is elsewhere.
But
use
also,
your intuition.
He's the one who he's being nice to you, correct?
Yeah, he's amazing.
But
and,
you're being mean, so she's the red flag.
Scared.
Let's red flag her.
Yeah, because I'm red flagged, because I'm scared. And
she's scared.
Just worrying. Yeah.
Okay, you heard the word she's scared. Remember, we always talk about there's two paths in life, the path of love and the path of fear. If you want love, you can't walk down the path of fear. And you can't attack, and you can't be on the guard. You have to let the guard dogs off of your heart. Yeah, sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes we're old souls and we don't see evil. We don't see that he was lying to us. We don't see these things. But we learn. Our eyes are opened and we learn better. But if you go in with the attack mode, you're going to destroy even a good man after a while. I mean, I'm at the point where I would point blank say to you, I'm not taking your abuse. No excuses for it. I really don't care what happened to you in the past. I'm here now. And I deserve to be spoken to with respect. And my questions answered without meanness. And so, you know, maybe this is a lesson in you just learning how to be nice. You know, maybe that's enough from this relationship. Maybe if you just learn that, boy, when I go into a relationship, I want to be kind. Because a lot of people are saying, oh, I can't find love. I never had love. And then I realize people have been mean all of their lives. And all human beings have a mean streak, and we're not just saying you. Every human being has a mean streak, some thin like a hair, some wide. But we all have to work on that mean streak. You know, we all do. And mean streaks and love don't go together. So if you can lay down your guard, go there with the full intention of seeing what's there, but pay attention. If you get the feeling he's a player, or you get the feeling he's not telling you the truth, or you catch him in a lie, then you have red flags to go up. But for now, try to just learn to be nice. I mean, it's
okay,
wonderful.
But he still feels the same, right? Like, he still feels the same about me.
Yeah, well, that shows that he's used to, he associates love with pain, and that's not good. You know, if people have been abusing him all of his life, he has no clue that love is not pain. So, you know, you don't want to give him that, because eventually that love and pain will be yours as well. So, you know, good luck to you. And, of course, let us know how the trip
so
goes.
Much.
Call us back.
Thank
we
you.
Want to hear from you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Abby.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
All right, Cindy. You know what? After we went on our little tirade about, you know, fucking in the friend zone, the phones miraculously blew up. So we're going to, I'm just telling all the callers that are waiting right now that I've queued up already that, you know, I do apologize if we don't get to anybody tonight. So we're going to move on to the next one. And actually, this is a really sweet one. We're going over to Jerry, who is 60 years old. It's been 12 years since she's been married, and she'd like to know if she's going to meet anybody of great significance to spend the rest of her years with.
Good question. Hi, Jerry.
Awesome.
Jerry,
are you there? Jerry?
Yes.
There you go. We gotcha.
Hi. I'm sorry.
Hi, Jerry. Well, what the good news is what's been channeled to me is the greatest love affairs are happening to women 50 and over.
Oh,
because we've had to, you know, relive a lot of the dysfunction we've seen our parents do. We've you know, gone the whole nine yards with that. And we've learned now to stand on our own two feet. And that's when the prince comes. When you've been without a relationship for a while, you know that you can survive without a man. And that's half the battle for women. Because in the collective thinking of women is this thought, any man deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, or cheating is better than standing on our own two feet. When we overcome that, we're ready for the real thing. Have you decided now that you really want love in your life? Is it something you've been thinking more and more about?
Yes, it is. There has been someone I was really attracted to, and it was on and off for almost 7 years. And finally, I just had to pull the plug and say, this isn't going to go anywhere. And that was really special, but it wasn't available. So I'm looking for someone that is available, but the people I'm meeting are, I can have a great conversation with a lot of people just because I'm a good speaker and I'm interested in people. And the first minute we're alone, they're just grabby and forward. That's
Kim
familiar.
Saying before. Kim was saying
somebody
that
went
before.
Looking. A guy I met last week, we had a couple hours talk, and the next thing I know, he's looking for my tonsils.
Oh, boy. Well, again, sometimes what's going on, especially, are you meeting these men through the Internet?
The two that I'm talking about, one was just a casual in a cafe thing. And, I mean, you know, it was just, well.
You were just sitting there.
Came over and joined my table.
The other one
I met through the Internet, we did talk a lot.
And was he the one with the tongue and the tonsils?
No, the one at the cafe this week.
Well, sometimes when a lot of men or a lot of people, they're just looking for, you know, to have sex. And I'm a very liberal person. I don't care if you want to sleep with 900 people, but everybody knows my slogan, tell all 900 people you're sleeping with them and practice safe sex. You know, if that's what he was looking for, then, you know, you sort of have to say, you know, very nicely and gently, you know, I'm looking for a relationship. I mean, I always tell men, I don't sleep with men I don't love. It's never something that I've done. It's not me. So, you know, that sort of gives people who are commitment phobic, they run in the direction. You said love, they're out the door. And, so don't say the L word. And then, you know, if you can, you know, gently say it, we don't have to get angry or mad, you know, you can just say, this is not what I'm looking for right now, you know, and because it is kind of showing that you have been surrounded by that kind of man, but I need to tell you, there's a very loving man, there's the, in the tarot deck, there's the Knight of Cups, who's the most loving man in the deck. And he's on this, and he's also the King of Wands, which is a man with his thoughts really together. Have you written down what your ideal soulmate would be like? Have you done that little assignment that we give on the show all the time?
I have done that exercise at times. I think it's in a file somewhere. I don't.
Okay,
have
can,
it
we
right
can we do a
sure.
new one? Can we do a new one? Because
absolutely.
We're older and wiser every day, so you really want to make sure it's not a commitment phobic. It's really a person who wants to commit. You want him to be, you know, your best friend as well as your lover. You want him to be kind or successful. You know, whatever your interests are, it would be nice if he has those. You know, be really specific. And obviously you must be a very hot lady at 60 if men are still wanting to stick their tongue down your tonsils, which I love to do. Because, you know, my 57th birthday is approaching soon, so I like to think that we're still hot. I don't know when, you know, when this whole cougar thing, I would say, I don't know when cougars become dirty old ladies, because I'm not really after young guys. But
that never happens.
So,
well, I'm very passionate. I would love to be in a warm relationship, and I am very sexy.
I can tell that voice, and obviously that's a good trait. So you want the guy to be sexy, but you want, make sure you put down, you want a great sex life with love. You want what we call sacred sexuality.
And a gentleman.
And that's different than something else. And it's really coming for you. I mean, I think the universe just wanted you to sort of get back out in the game a little bit. And every day we're offered love. It's a smorgasbord. You know, if you're really desperate, you can always find someone to do the toxic game. Just go in a bar. There'll be 8 men willing to do the toxic dance. If you're looking for a man to fit a plan, stay on Match.com 6 months and you'll find mediocre love. Soulmate love will be brought to you. It could come via Match.com. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but that's a different animal. And sometimes the universe just needs to give us a little toxic, a little mediocre, a little something just to let us, you know, sort of, okay, we're back in the game. We know what we don't want. It helps us just to be a little clearer that this time around you're looking for the real thing. None of us should die and leave this earth without knowing true soulmate love. Knowing that person is committed to you and you're committed back and you have this heart, soul, mind, and of course then the body becomes even more phenomenal experience as it becomes a sacred act. So, you know, Jared, you're just right there ready. You know, we're the first generations of women that really have had to stand on our own 2 feet, and that's when God wants to reward us. So this is, you've got the Justice card, you've got the Wheel of Fortune spinning, so really anything you want is yours. So, you know, go for it.
Oh, good.
And please let us know. I mean, you know,
absolutely, Jerry.
I just think you have the most wonderful energy, very youthful, and, you know, having plenty of sex into the later part of your life will keep you very young. So we want to get good sex with good love for you, because we want to keep you forever young.
Absolutely.
Amen on that one.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, and let us know when love wanders into your path.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
We've
had this spectrum of ages, right?
Firecracker. Look at that one.
I know. That's what I say. We just love those hot women.
Absolutely, we do. Especially me. sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Gotta love Nicole.
All right. Now, we are going over to Oklahoma right now. We are going to go and talk to Barbara. All right. And she has an on-again, off-again right now. And she thinks that he's prepping to pull his cheating bullshit again.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara basically just wants to know if she can catch him. So maybe we're going to help her catch him.
I'll give you all the tips.
Okay.
Oh, God, there's nobody better for that than you, Kim. Barbara, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Barbara.
Okay.
Hello.
Kim, go ahead. Tell her what you've learned about how to catch the cheater. You could write the whole new show, Catch the Cheater.
How to catch a cheater? Well, ultimately, I tell women, I said, if you think your man is cheating, you already have the answer.
That's true.
And catching a man cheating isn't that hard. They're not too smart about it, usually. do you live with this person?
Right, yeah.
Oh, you live with him.
How long have you been with him?
Well, I've known him for 25 years.
There's a 5-year cycle there. And you were married to him at one point?
No.
No, but it's been a long-term relationship?
Yes, and then I moved out for about 7-8 years, and
because
I've been ill.
Eating?
I've been ill the last week, last year, for a year, and he's asked me to move back in with him while I recover.
Okay, well, that's a kind thing to do, of course. But what's going on here, it was the reason that you moved out 7 or 8 years ago because he cheated?
I suspected it, yes.
Okay, because what's going on in these cards is that you two actually did have a potential to have a real soulmate love, you two. At this point, he is a man who's a little older and wiser. I could see that in these cards. But it doesn't show he's fully changed all of his colors. He seems to really care about you, although he does have the potential to stab you in the back. Does he drink or something? There's another thing in this cards going on here.
Not that I know of, no. No drink, no alcohol.
Because then this card would indicate very extremes of moods where he can, you know, be very loving one minute and then not the next.
Yeah.
I need to tell you, he's the kind of person that you have to keep your eyes open with. It looks as if he really has gone in wanting to not
in
cheat
what?
On you. He looks like he has come into the relationship with you wanting to be loyal. I mean, at this point, he's trying. But he thinks because, you know, you're sick right now, that he could perhaps get away with something, you know. And so I think he vacillates in what he wants. In one moment, he wants to be really truthful to you and loving.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have the womanizer card here. The man tends to have a little bit of womanizing about him. Are you aware of that?
I think he's somebody at work.
You think he's somebody at work he's been with? Because it's showing that he's had another relationship with another person on and off also. So, again...
Well, I'm sure he's... Yeah, he's had many while I was, you know, moved out of the house.
Right, because there's... Well, the reason I asked you who was drinking, because the card indicates an addiction. I mean, the man has some sex addiction tendencies. Are you aware of that?
I think so, because he was really out there.
Right, he's a sex addict. And the problem with sex addiction, even, you know, it's come out in the news very much because of Tiger Woods, is it's almost an incurable condition. It's really hard to treat because there's an element of narcissism in there where it's all about them. And really, the therapies that are out there working are not so great. I mean, you know, go to a rehab with other sex addicts, it becomes an orgy. I'm just sorry, it's the wrong place. You don't put 10 sex addicts in a hotel room together for rehab. You know, it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely a sex addict. I'm not saying he doesn't love you or care about you. Do you have a sexual relationship with him?
It's not great.
But I would advise you to... Well, he's a sex addict. I think he would learn how to be good, at least, from all that practice, you know. But
mm-hmm.
Are you practicing safe sex with him? Because I would advise you to do that.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like he's reformed. I'm not saying he didn't want to, but at this point, you're getting something out of it by living with him. But as soon as you get on your 2 feet, you might want to think about moving out again. Are you thinking about that?
Yeah.
Right. I mean... He hasn't changed. I hate to tell you that, but I really have to advise women who are involved with sex addicts because the cure rate is so low that unless you're practicing safe sex, you know, you really have to worry. I mean, these people could bring HIV or, you know, herpes or the human papillomavirus. These are not happy things. So, just
so is the relationship going on now?
Yeah, he seems to have 1 foot with you, 1 foot with someone else, and maybe even another person. I mean, the guy doesn't seem to let go of the relationships in the past. Do you know what I'm saying? So even
oh, it's someone that he's been with before I moved in.
Yeah.
Before I moved back.
Right. I mean, I got the affair card going on.
Is it a nurse?
It looks like one of them might be, and... He also just always has 1 foot with one person, 1 foot with another. He has a massive fear of abandonment, so that doesn't, you know, he just has to be with, you know, somebody. At this point,
is one of them a nurse and one of them works with him on a job at
yeah,
jail?
There's like two other women in this picture, so yeah. I mean,
on his job?
on the job, yeah. It looks like he's, you know, that's him. He's got, like, two different people here. So, you know, at this
point. I'm saying, is it two different people on his job or just two different people, one on his job?
One on the job and one somewhere else from the past. So this is you now figuring out, you know, do you want this relationship or do you not want it? Because I don't think he does.
Are they sexually active now?
It looks like he is with one of them, at least. So that's...
Is it the one on the job or the nurse?
I think it's the one in the past, the nurse. It's hard to tell by these cards, but I will tell you, you know, your suspicions are good. Have you ever checked his cell phone? I never advocate spying, but if you think someone's cheating on you, sometimes you have to make sure you know what's going on to protect your own self. Have you checked his cell phone at all?
There are no messages on there right now.
Yeah, they're pretty good at
Look for
it.
A bat phone.
Look for a
huh?
Look for a bat phone. This is what people do when they cheat. They go out and they get a prepay because it's not traceable, okay? And you could put as many minutes as you want. You spend $20 at any 7-Eleven, and you can put minutes on this phone, and that's usually the phone that they're using to call somebody else.
Is that why all the men in front of me at 7-Eleven are always buying those cards?
Yes, okay.
See, I thought that question yesterday. Thank you, Nicole, for answering me. See,
you're
how
very
you ask
welcome.
A question, you'll get an answer.
Yes.
Was this sexual activity recent?
Yeah, it looks like he's never not having sexual activity, this man. So, you know, you caught him in the past cheating several times?
No, he confessed, but we were separated.
Okay, usually what sex addicts confess to is because they know they got to confess to something. Like Tiger Woods said one, and then 100 came out of the woodwork, and God knows how many didn't speak. Do you know what I mean? It's like that expression, if you have one mice, you usually have 100. It's definitely, if you're looking for a serious relationship with this man, you might have to, you know, reexamine that because, you know, just know
I
that.
Will I be able to catch him? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, you can catch it if you start looking. It's not that hard to catch a cheater. It really isn't. So, you know, it's one of those, if you're not well enough to leave the house and, you know, follow him or whatever you have to do, it might be a little bit harder, but, you know, you'll be able to catch him. Definitely.
What would be the easiest way to catch him? GPS or what?
Yeah, I'm sure that would be it. I mean, you could even, you know...
They're $99 on the internet. You just throw it in the back of the car.
Oh, yep. Boy.
What do I look for on the internet? GPS, something like that?
Yeah, what is it called?
GPS, it's on the internet. You can go to one of those spy sites.
It's kind of like a portable load jack where it's like $100, and you can put it anywhere, and, you know, it'll let you know exactly, you know, his whereabouts.
Well, we only have about 1 minute left, so we've got to say our shout-outs.
All right. Barbara, thank you so much for your call. Good luck catching him.
Those of you we didn't speak to this week, hopefully we can get to you next week. April 8th, we'll be taking off. My girls have some great event to go to. Anyway, thanks for listening. And Nicole, your shout-out, and Kim, yours too.
I have a very quick poem that I want to read that my daughter sent me for me. I want a guy who calls you beautiful instead of hot, who calls you back when you hang up on him, who will stay awake just to watch you sleep, a man who kisses your forehead, who wants to show you off to the world, who thinks you're pretty without makeup, a man who constantly reminds you how much he cares about you and how lucky he is to have you. And I thought, my little Jessica, that was a beautiful little poem that she sent me, and I love you all.
You know who wrote it?
No.
Anonymous.
Wow. Okay, and Nicole?
And I have actually no shout-out besides to our lovely callers, to everybody that was chatting me up in the chat room. And, you know, and that's it. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for making our show a Blog Talk favorite. Thank you. Have a great
night.
Bye.